Coast Radio News for Wednesday, September 29, 2021. I'm George Henry. The Lane County Board of Commissioners has declared the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day. Lane County Board Chair Joe Burney says in spite of the information taught to us as children, the continent was thriving with vibrant Indigenous cultures long before the arrival of Europeans, and that includes Lane County. Burney says this declaration is one step towards recognizing the many contributions Indigenous people have made to our community. The declaration was brought forward at the request of the Board of County Commissioners and was drafted with help from Indigenous community leaders. The declaration reads in part, quote, Lane County shall utilize the second Monday in October as an opportunity to reflect upon the ongoing struggles of Indigenous people of this land, to celebrate the thriving cultures and values of the Indigenous people of our region, and to stand in solidarity with Indigenous people everywhere, end quote. The declaration follows other cities and the state of Oregon in recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day. Lane County is reporting a surge in hospitalization cases. 20 more individuals were admitted to Lane County hospitals on Tuesday, a 27% increase from Monday. According to Lane County's report, there are 93 total individuals hospitalized, and 75 of those are unvaccinated individuals. There were 135 new COVID-19 cases in Lane County's report yesterday and one new case for the 97439 zip code. Lane County is still only at 65% when it comes to the number of residents that have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Lane County also reported 5 new deaths associated with the virus. The Lane County Sheriff's Department is searching for a 38-year-old man that is believed to be a suspect in a recent string of crimes in the Veneta area, including arson. The whereabouts of Brandon Paul Sherrill is unknown at this time. Yesterday morning, deputies tried to initiate a traffic stop on a Nissan Sentra in Veneta, but the driver fled. It's not believed the driver has headed to the Florence area, and the Nissan has since been recovered. But police are still looking for Sherrill. He's described as a white male, possibly wearing a dark gray jacket. In a press conference yesterday, Governor Kate Brown updated the Oregon booster shot procedure for individuals that have serious health conditions. The Western States Scientific Safety Review Workshop has expanded on the federal recommendations to add 18 to 64-year-olds with underlying medical conditions to the eligibility status for the Pfizer booster shot. Brown and the Oregon Health Authority did want to make it clear that those not eligible are protected if they have undergone the vaccination with either of the 3 available shots. Lane County artist Tara Kemp's designs have been selected by the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce for the hanging banners that will adorn the streets, including the throughway of Highway 101. Kemp said it was a pleasant surprise to learn that she had won. Kemp also credited Joe Beaudreau for putting on a final touch on her artwork. Beaudreau owns Beaux-Arts Fine Art Materials and Gallery in Florence. Residents and visitors will soon be seeing the banners, though no specific date has been released. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, September 29, 2021.